Bible, friends, is the Word of God. For those of you who don't know that, and a copy of the New Testament is offered to you freely here this afternoon, yours to take and do with as you will. But it is God's Word. It is the place, it is the only place where you'll find the voice of God, where He speaks to men and women today, revelation of Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ, and of course, revelation of your own self, what you are truly like. You know, many of us live under the sad delusion that we are good people and should be acceptable to God, but of course, the Bible reveals something more than that about ourselves, that we're not really good people, that we're all sinners, and we're in need of God's salvation. So that's what the Bible's about, beginning to end, start to finish. It's about the salvation that God has provided through His Son, Jesus Christ. You would like to have a copy of God's Word, New Testament, in its entirety, offered to you freely and without any charge, any cost, any obligation to you. Yours to take and do with as you will. You'd like to have one, then please feel free to come and ask for one. Of course, in the Bible, it's there that you'll read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who bids us to come to Him for salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, God manifest in the flesh, the opposite, the truth, you know, the opposite to what these people across here called the Watchtower Society are presenting you with. That's a false system of worship. That will not lead you to God's salvation. That will not lead you to God and to a right knowledge of and the right relationship with God. No, friends, the Bible reveals to us that God is triune. He's the triune God revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ, the second person, as I see, of the blessed and holy Trinity. It is through Jesus Christ alone that salvation is to be found. Many people, of course, in these days, and of course the season that we find ourselves now in, the question that I am asked more often than any other, I walk into a shop, I meet friends, and the question they ask me is, they say, am I ready? And of course what they mean is, am I ready for the festive season? What they mean is, am I ready? Have I done all the buying that I need to do? Have I got all the presents that I need? All the cards that I need? Am I ready, they say? Am I ready for the festive season? Well, I want to ask you a question myself this afternoon. Are you ready? But not for the festive season. I mean, are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Jesus Christ tells us in His Word in the Bible, the day is coming when He will come again, but not as He came before, not as a child, not as an infant born in a stable, but coming again to judge the world in righteousness. The Bible says He will appear, come with His holy angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon all those who do not know God and who obey not the gospel. So friends, there is a need, as Jesus tells us, to be ready, because we do not know the hour, we do not know the time of His coming. Yes, I do, sir. You obviously don't. But you could know Him, sir. You could know if you repent and believe the gospel. Yeah? Repent and believe the gospel, sir. Repent and believe the gospel, sir. Repent of your drunken darkness. Repent and believe the gospel. Jesus Christ is coming again. Are you ready? That's the question that Jesus Christ poses to you here this afternoon. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. He's coming, says, like a thief in the night. Coming, friends, you know, to judge the world in righteousness. Not coming as an infant in a stable, but as I declare to you, with his holy angels in flaming fire taking vengeance. Not his will you upon all those who do not know God. That's the criteria, friends. Not are you religious. Plenty of religious people about. World's full of religion and religious people. But that's not the same as knowing God. This is eternal life, says Jesus. Knowing God and knowing him whom he sent, that is his Son, Jesus Christ. This is eternal life. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Knowing God. Do you know God? Do you know him relationally? Do you know him intimately? Do you know him in a right relationship? That's the question, friends. Do you know him? He's coming in flaming fire to take vengeance upon all those who do not know God and who obey not the gospel. Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you repented of your sin? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? First recorded words of Jesus in the New Testament are these: repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. And friends, you cannot enter the kingdom of God but by the way of repentance. Change of mind, a change of heart, that is. Change of direction. Walking with and towards God through his Son, Jesus Christ, the only Savior. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That's the criteria. That's the requirements, the first requirements in getting to know God into a right relationship with him through Jesus Christ, his Son. So be ye therefore ready. I ask you the question that many of you ask me. Are you ready? Are you ready for the festive season? No, I ask you, are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour that ye know not. Coming, he says, like a thief in the night. And of course, if you knew what time, if you knew the hour the thief was coming, you would be ready. You would have the police on hand. You would have dogs in your house. You'd have all kinds of protection. You would be ready for the thief coming. But of course, the thief never announces his coming. He doesn't send you a letter. He doesn't send you an email telling you when he's coming. He comes when you least expect him. And so, friends, the coming of the Son of Man will be. He'll come like the thief in the night when you least expect him. So be ye also ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Great weight hangs upon this, upon your being ready, friends. Great weight, heaven and hell, friends, your eternal soul. The salvation of your soul hangs upon your being ready, because if he comes when you are not ready, that is right with God, when you have not repented, have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be and you cannot be saved without my Savior, without the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is an impossibility. Only one person who can make you right with God, make you ready for his coming, and that is the Son of Man, the Son of God himself. He alone has the authority, has the power to say to anyone that your sins are forgiven. There is no pope, there is no priest, there is no religious person in all this world who has the authority to say to anyone that their sins are forgiven. Only Jesus, only the Son of God, only he who came into the world to die for sinners, to atone for sinners, to rise again from the dead, to justify and make a body a person right with God. So Well, you see, friends, unless you've heard the words of absolution from the lips of Jesus, you're still in your sin. You're still unforgiven. You're still not ready for His coming. Great weight hangs upon it, friends. Your soul, your eternal soul, friends, lost and lost forever in that day when He comes. Because if He comes and you're not ready, well, there's no getting ready then. There's no getting right with God then. It's too late. People will be asking, where's the Bible? Where's the Bible that I might believe it? Where's Jesus Christ that I might be saved? Where's the street preacher to tell me how to get right with God? Too late then, friends. Bible says, you know, in that day, the people will be crying down the mountains and rocks upon themselves to hide themselves from the presence of the Lamb of God, the one that is who today would take away your sins, should you but repent and believe the gospel. Are you ready? Be ye ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Son of Man's coming, and He's coming at an hour when you'll not expect Him. And every single one of you, naturally speaking, you're not ready. You're unready. You were born in sin. You were conceived in sin. From your mother's womb, Jesus says, Bible reveals to us, natural born sinners, every single one of you, every man, woman, and child, born into this world, born in sin. Natural sinners, naturally doing that what comes natural to you. And that's sin, friends. Sinful nature, ungodly nature. That's why Jesus says, ye must be born again. Because unless you're born again, your nature can't be changed. Takes a miracle from God, supernatural act of God to change a body's nature. Except the man be born again, says Jesus, he cannot see, he cannot understand, he cannot perceive the kingdom of God. Never mind, enter into it. So friends, you have to be born again. Your nature has to be changed. Only God Himself can do that. You can't do it. Religion won't do it for you. Watchtower Society won't do it for you. Pope won't do it for you. Muhammad won't do it for you. Buddha won't do it for you. Only Jesus Christ, only my gospel, only through faith in the Son of God, only in the way of repentance and faith towards Jesus Christ can you be born again. Can you enter God's kingdom? Can you be ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Be ye therefore ready, says Jesus, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not, when you're not ready for Him, when you expect Him not. Every single one of us, friends, born into this world, naturally speaking, we're not ready. That's why you have to get ready. That's why you have to get the soul change. That's why you have to get the heart change. It's heart surgery that you need, not religion. Heart surgery, friends, a change of heart. Made a new creature in Jesus Christ by the power of the Son of God, by the power of my gospel. Gospel is yet the power of God unto salvation for everybody. Everybody who's religious? No. Everybody who believes, that is, in the Son of God. What does what mean? It means Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. What do you think it's about? Have a guess. Go on. You're an intelligent young man. What's about?
So, can you prove to me that heaven's real?
No. Sir, young man, repent and believe the gospel. Yeah? God is not mocked, sir. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I perceive in your town of Walsall here today, there are many religious people, false worshippers. There are many mockers, many fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Why do men and women come to such a conclusion? Because they're corrupt. because they're natural born sinners, because they're corrupt in their hearts, because they're wicked, vile, deceitful, desperately wicked. That's why. And that's why your nature has to be changed. That's why the new birth is not only possible, but it's an absolute necessity, because you're not ready. You're not ready for the coming of the Son of Man, and you need to be. Jesus says, be ye therefore ready. I ask you, friends, are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? He's coming to judge the world and judge it in righteousness. Unless you've been born again, you're not ready. Unless you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and born in by the Spirit of God, friends, you're not ready, but you need to be. Repent and believe the gospel, Jesus Christ, his demand, his command. But now's the time, friends. Now's the time, and now's the place to get ready while you still got the breath of life in you. Because once you breathe your last, once you've died, it's too late then. This is the place, friends, while you're in the world. Friends, once you've departed from this world, some people will tell you that there's a second chance. Some people will tell you there's a place called purgatory, you know, where you can, well, you can be saved from that. You can still go to heaven. The Bible speaks nothing of purgatory. There's no such place, friends. There's only two places that you go after you're finished in this world, on this earth. That's either heaven with God or hell with the devil and his angels. Now, friends, now's the time, now's the place. Now's the time of God's salvation. Now is the accepted time, says God. While you walk and breathe in, while you got the faculties of mind still working, and you're able to think about these things, you're able to address these issues and get right with God. Friends, there's a lot hangs on this. Heaven and hell, your soul, your eternal soul, friends. Now is the time, says God. Now is the accepted time, while you still got the breath of life in you, while you still walk in God's earth and breathe in his air and eating his food, friends. This is the day. This is the day when you could get right with God and be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. Be ye also ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, friends, are you ready? Not for the festive season, but are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? He's coming again, and he's coming to judge the world in righteousness. Friends, you need to be ready, and you need to be ready all the time. Friends, repentance is not just a once and for all thing. Bible demands, Bible commands, repentance. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Repentance is a necessity. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, that repentance isn't just a once and for all thing. It's walking in the way of repentance, day after day, repenting of all your sin, your sinful thoughts, your sinful words, your sinful actions. It's walking always in the way of repentance, keeping a short account with God. It's walking in the way of faith, always believing. If you don't learn to believe in this world, and if you don't walk in the way of faith, believing in Jesus, friends, well, when he comes, you will not be ready. Some people, they claim, well, I believed in Jesus long time ago. I repented, I believed, but now you're walking in sin. Now you're walking in the ways of the world. Now you're drinking of the flesh. Now you're doing the things that you ought not to have done. Things that maybe you wouldn't have done long, long time ago. Maybe when you first professed faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe now backslidden, cold in heart, and you're not ready for the coming of the Son of Man. Be ye ready. Be ye ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's coming again to judge the world. to judge in righteousness. He's coming soon, and he's coming, friends, in an hour, in a time when you think not. You think he's not coming. Well, they've been talking about this for a long time now, you see. Men and women have been talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus these last 2,000 years. Where's the time of his coming? Bible says that, you know, the people give up hope. You know, they think, nah, he's not coming. It's been 2,000 years or more. And they just give themselves up to unbelief, to sin and more sin. Ah, friends, believe me, he's coming. It might seem like a long time to you. Might seem like slow in coming to you. But he's coming, friends. Surely, as surely can be, it's written in God's word. The truth is declared. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God. He's coming again. And he's coming to judge religious idolaters, false worshippers, the Watchtower Society, Roman Catholicism, Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, all manner of false worshippers, all manner of idolaters, friends, drunkards and drug addicts, gossips and haters of men and women, envious. Friends, the catalogue of sin goes on and on and on. But men and women who have never been reborn, who are still in their natural state and condition, who are still in their sin, repent. Repent of your sin, friends. Repent and believe the gospel. Get ready for his coming. Be ye ready also, says the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's coming in an hour when ye think not. The certainty, the absolute certainty of your removal. You're going to be removed from this world sooner maybe than some of you think, you know. Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. There's no avoiding it. That's the 100% statistic, friends. We're all of us going to die. Each and every one of us, we're going out of this world. That's an absolute certainty. That's about the only thing you can be certain of, but you can be ready for that time. This world, the Bible tells us, is like a kindergarten. You know, you're placed here for a short time. Maybe 70 years. Maybe 80. Maybe some of you 90. Maybe some of you only 40. Maybe some of you never get out of your teens. Maybe some in infancy. But friends, death is an absolute certainty. But here's the thing, friends. You need not fear it. You need not face it being unready. You can be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. But dear friends, that's why Jesus Christ came. That's why he came. That's why he was born into this world. That's why he lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead. That you might be saved, that you might be delivered from sin and from the wrath to come. Be ye also ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming, friends. What if he comes for you tonight? Friends, here you are getting ready for the festive season again. And you're going to be drinking and making merry. You're going to be partying. You're going to be eating and drinking and doing all these kinds of things. What if you never get to see Christmas? What if God was to require your soul this very night? What if you were to be taken out of the world before that time comes? Ah, dear friends, you just do not know the hour when the Lord Jesus Christ might come and take you out of the world. But it's a certain fact he's going to. Sooner or later, one day, friends, your soul will be required of you. Will you be ready? Will you be found ready? Lord Jesus Christ says, be ye therefore ready also. Because the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you think not. This, friends, is a place. You're placed in this world for a short period of time. A place where you're tried and tested and prepared for eternity. An eternity that's a long, long, long time, friends. When you've been there for a million years, you've still got eternity to go. Will it be an eternity with God? Or will it be an eternity with the devil in the lake of fire? Oh, friends, it need not be. Be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man is coming. And an hour when ye think not. Be ready, friends. Be ready for his coming. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The world is not perfect, and the world is not satisfying, and the world will not last. The Bible tells us it's going to be dissolved in fervent heat. But friends, the world can never satisfy you. The world, friends, is never perfect. It doesn't matter what you've got. It doesn't matter what you get. It doesn't matter how much you get. Doesn't matter what kind of things you get for the festive season. What kind of presents are given to you. They never satisfy you, friends. They never bring true satisfaction. Only Jesus, only the bread of life, the true bread that come down from heaven. He alone can give you satisfaction. But he alone can cause you to be ready. He alone can forgive your sins. He alone can cleanse you. He alone can put spiritual and eternal life into your soul. He alone can make you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus to judge the world in righteousness. The world, friends, has an end. Time is coming when God will bring down the shutters. Time is coming when God will bring an end. An end to this world as we know it. Will you be ready then, my friends? But your soul will not come to an end. In 1,000, in 1,000,000 years, your soul will still be in existence. But the question is, where will it be in existence? Will it be with God or in a lost eternity? Oh, friends, you need to be ready. You need to get ready. You need to repent. You need to believe on the Lord Jesus, the only Savior of sinners, the only one who can redeem you, the one who shed his precious blood, that you might be right with God.
Is the Quran, is it the same as Christianity, or is it totally different?
Totally different, sir. Totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
right, you want a copy of God's word? Read for yourself? No? No, New Testament. Okay, sir. Have a good day. So you see, friends, you got a never dying soul. You got a soul that's still going to be in existence 1,000,000 years time. Just never comes to an end. You see, death is not the end. You live under this delusion. You know, with the godless atheism that's so prevalent in this European generation. This evolutionary nonsense that so many people are entrenched in. You know, you live with this delusion, you know, that when you're dead, you're dead. That's it, it's all over. Nobody knows. Nobody ever came back to tell us. Yes, they did. Jesus did. And he tells us clearly in his word, it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, then comes the judgment. Then you stand before God. Death will rush you into the presence of Almighty God. Into the presence of a sin-hating and holy God who will judge you and judge you in perfect righteousness and dispatch your soul according to what you've done with his Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He doesn't have to condemn you because you're already condemned under the condemnation of God. Why? This is the condemnation, says God, that you have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So you see, friends, condemned to a man, condemned to a woman, every one of us by our natural birth, born in sin. Why, you must be born again. Why, you must be washed in the Savior's blood and made clean. why you need eternal life in your soul before you come to that time when you depart this world, when you go out of this world. You have a never dying soul. You've got a soul that's still going to be in existence in a million years' time. But the question is, where will it be in existence? It's an old question, but it's still a good one. Where will you spend eternity, friends? If you're not ready, be ye therefore ready, says the Lord Jesus. Ready for His coming. Ready for the judgment day. Ready when you give account to God, being all of us naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Friends, it's a day of accountability. You don't sin with impunity. Oh no, friends. Accountability, I know, is not something that people like in this day and generation. A nation of rebellion, of rebels, you know, in rebellion against all authority. Answer to no authority, or so you think. You stick your fingers up, you know, at the courts, you know, at the government, at the police, you know. No, bow to no authority at all. You think you're your own master, but you're not. You think you're the master of your own destiny, you're not. Jesus Christ is. And friends, you need to be ready for His coming. Be you therefore ready, says Jesus, because the day is coming when you'll bow the knee. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And dear friends, so will you. On that judgment day, you'll bow the knee before King Jesus, and He will judge you in righteousness. That's why He says, be ye therefore ready. Ready for that time, that you might be found in Him, that you might be found clean, that you might be found justified, that you might be found right with God, that you might be found reconciled to God, only through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No other name, says the Bible, under the whole canopy of heaven whereby a person can be saved. Only the name, only Jesus Christ, only the Son of God. He who says to you, be ye therefore ready. Death, friend, is your passage into the other world. The world you think doesn't exist, but does. Friends, your passage into another world, a lost world, a lost eternity if you're not ready. But oh, the blessing of heaven. Glory, friends, glory with God. Heaven, oh, the blessedness of heaven, to enjoy the everlasting love and grace and kindness and mercy of God for all eternity. Oh, friends, it's too much to be lost. You know, the salvation of God, the eternal life that He offers to you in the gospel this afternoon. What a prize to be lost, you know, to reject the gospel, to reject the favor of God, to reject the grace of God. He offers to you that which you don't deserve. He offers to you that which you least deserve. Rightness with God Himself. Eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. In the way of repentance. In the way of faith towards the Son of God. But be assured, friends, that other world is coming. Death will take you out of this world. It'll bring you into another world. Be therefore ready, says the Lord Jesus Christ, for that time when you breathe your last and enter into that other world. Friends, what will God do with your soul then? Well, it depends upon what you've done with His Son, Jesus Christ. He who came into the world to save sinners, such as you and I. But friends, your time of removal, well, for you it's uncertain. It's a certain fact that you will be removed from this world, but you don't know the hour. You don't know when. It depends on the will of God, not your will. You don't determine when you'll breathe your last. You maybe would like to. You like to think, maybe I could live a long time, you know? And, you know, in your will, it's not in your power. Your times are in God's hands. You will breathe your last when He determines that you breathe your last. Your breath, your very next breath, is in the palm of His hand. Lord, you come when the Lord Jesus Christ bids you to come, friends. Here's the story of a man in the Bible. He had got so much of this world's goods stored up for many, many days to come. Eat, drink, and be merry, he said to himself. You've got much laid up for many years. No worries, no fears. But hey, God said to him that very night, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. So friends, should your soul be required of you tonight, this very night, I ask you again, where would you spend eternity? Are you ready for that day? Are you ready for that hour? You may be ready for the festive season, but are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Friends, you have no guarantee of the years. Bible says the average that's given to men is 70 years, 70 years and 10. But that's not guaranteed. Some are taken early. Some are taken in their teens. Some in midlife. Some in old age. But you've got no guarantee. You may think, you may live under the impression that you're going to live for a long time. You're healthy, you're well, you're strong, you're fit. Friends, there's a million ways in which God can take the fittest, the youngest, the strongest of you out of this world in a nanosecond if He so wished. You don't know the time, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour, but the time is coming when you'll breathe your last. Time is coming when Jesus will come for you. Friends, are you ready for that hour? Are you ready for that time? There is no period of life. There is no state, I tell you, in which a man can be found that cannot be overthrown by God. He can take any one of you in a second out of this world. Be ye therefore ready for the coming of the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, friends, how does a person get ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Well, the state of readiness. You need to be justified. You need to be made right with God. How does a person get justified? How does a person get right with God? The Bible tells us by faith, not by religion, not by religious works, not by works of charity, not by good deeds, not by your perceived goodness, not by the works of the flesh shall any person, any man, ever be justified, says God. Friends, only one way, through faith that is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Only one way, friends, only one Savior, one Son of God, one appointed mediator, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, who came into the world to live and die and rise again from the dead, that you might indeed be justified before God, made right with God. The only way a person can be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes again, justified. Are you justified? Have you been made right with God? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been born of the Spirit of God? That's my question to you. Have you been reconciled to God? Man's greatest need in any day and any generation, friends, to be reconciled to Almighty God. Bible tells us the heart of man, the carnal mind, is at enmity against God, hostile to God. Wickedness in the heart of every single one of us, friends, as we're born into this world. And so we need, friends, we need to be reconciled to God at war with God. People say, when will the killing, when will the slaughtering come to an end? When will all this badness, all this evil and wickedness in the world, just the other night, 12, 13 people taken out of this world in a time when they never expected it, getting ready for the festive season, no doubt. But by an act of terror, wiped out of this, taken out of this world, unready, no doubt, many of them, all of them perhaps. But friends, what if that had been you? What if that had been you? What if you were taken suddenly in an act of terror? Are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Are you reconciled to God through the blood of the Lamb? It's the only way that you can be. When will the killing, when will the evil in this world come to an end? Friends, when man makes his peace with God, how can there be peace in your world? How can there be an end of the evil, the wickedness? How can there be an end of the terror? How can there be an end of the killing? As long as man is at war with God, as long as you're at war with God, how can there be peace in your heart? Man's greatest need, friends, in any day, any generation, is to know peace with God, is to be reconciled with God. And there's only one way, friends, one way by which that can happen, through the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. He made peace by the blood of His cross, the Bible tells us. But that peace has to be received by you. It has to be willingly, consciously, deliberately, in faith. It has to be received by you. And you receive the peace of God. You receive reconciliation to God in reception of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came to His own, but His own received Him not. But to as many as did receive Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, reconciled to God, brought into the family of God. Friends, there's no other way. Adopted into God's family. We're all of us naturally born. We're children of wrath. We're children of the devil. Your family circumstances need to be altered. You need to be brought out of the family of the devil. Your nature needs to be changed. A child, from a child of wrath to a child of God. Friends, under the cloud of God's judgment. Judgment of God hangs over you like the sword of Damocles, waiting to fall upon you at any given moment that God so chooses. Friends, are you ready? Be ye therefore ready, says the Lord Jesus, for the coming of the Son of Man, for the coming of the Judge of all the earth, coming to judge you in righteousness. Are you a child of God? Have you been born again? Have you been reconciled to God? Friends, are you a child of grace? It's all of grace. It's all of the undeserved favor of God. There's none of us deserve God's salvation. There's none of us deserve His kindness. There's none of us deserve His love. There's none of us deserve His forgiveness. But that's the heart of the gospel. And that's why the warning's given by the Lord Jesus. In grace, in love, in favor, in kindness, be ye therefore ready, He says, because He doesn't want you to be unready. He wants you to be ready. He wants you to receive the favor, the grace of God, the kindness of God, the forgiveness of God. This is the heart of the gospel, that there is forgiveness with God. And oh, friends, that forgiveness is to be found not in religion. That forgiveness is to be found in a person, in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Christ, a person, died for the ungodly. Christ, a person, died for sinners, not a religion. And He died on the Roman cross some 2,000 years ago, like many men did 2,000 years ago. But only one who was an appointed Savior, only one who was dying for others, only one who was dying a death that He did not deserve to die, but you deserved, I deserve. Huh? Oh, friends, He died. And who did He die for? He died for the ungodly. He died for sinners. He died for men and women who are contrary to God in their nature, contrary to God in their practice. He died for sinners. He died that you might be ready for His coming. Are you ready? Be ye therefore ready. Because you just do not know the hour. You just do not know the moment when He will come for you, or when He will come to judge the world finally in righteousness. How will He find you in that day, friends? Have you repented of your sin? Are you repenting of your sin? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you believing in the Lord Jesus Christ day by day and walking with Him? This world's not your home. This world's not your resting place. You're going to be removed from it, friends. That's an absolute certainty. That's a 100% certainty. You're going to be removed from this world to another place. Are you ready? Are you ready? Be ye therefore ready, says Jesus Christ. Because you just do not know when that time will be, when you are removed from this world into another world. And will that be to enjoy the glory, the presence, and the love of God forevermore? Or will it be to suffer the torments of the damnation of hell forevermore? Are you ready, friends? No, not for the festive season. Are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? Are you ready for the coming of the Judge of all the earth? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Friends, you know not the hour. He will come like a thief in the night. He will come when you least expect Him to. All the prosperity and all the adversity, whatever your portion is today, is coming to an end, friends. It's coming to an end. You'll breathe your last, and you'll go out of this world feet first, naked. Same way that you came into the world, you'll go out of the world. But friends, I hope, I trust that through hearing the gospel, you'll be ready when that time comes. And you'll go out of the world in righteousness. And not go out the way you come in your sin. Because you come into the world in sin. You're born into the world in sin. But a change has to take place while you're in the world. You have to be born again. Your nature has to be changed. You need to go out in righteousness. Are you ready? Be therefore ready. It's coming to an end, friends. Make ready for your removal. If you were shifting house, if you were removing from one house to another, you would have a lot of preparation to do. Well, friends, you're going to be removed from this world. Your body's going to be laid in the grave. And your soul, friends, your soul's going to ascend to God. It's going to return to God, and He'll dispose of it in accordance with what you've done with His Son, Jesus Christ. You need to make preparation for your removal out of this world. Get right with God. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the good news. God's Son, Jesus Christ, who came into the world to save sinners such as you and I. Don't delay, friends. You don't know the time or the hour. It's urgent. I tell you, today, friends, now is the accepted time. Day of God's salvation. Day when men can get right with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe on Him, God's command, and His promise is, thou shalt be saved. Salvation, friends. Salvation. Are you ready? Be ye therefore ready, for the Son of Man is coming when you least expect Him. You believe in dude? You believe in man?
Believe in what?
You believe in Jesus?
Yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Good, good. Have a good day, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too, sir. Yeah, you too. So, friends, the Word of God is offered to you once again. Word of God in the New Testament offered to you freely. No charge, no cost, no obligation to you. Yours take and do it as you will. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? It's offered to you freely. You come and ask for one. But remember, the first recorded words of Jesus here in the New Testament are these. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because you need to be ready for His coming.